So as we continue from this theme from yesterday, where in that opening prayer we prayed for the grace to persevere in obedience to God's will. For it's in obedience to God's will that we become more like Jesus. And as he said yesterday, Jesus does only the things that please the Father. This is the goal of the Christian life, as we said yesterday. The gospel today gives us kind of the opposite side of that. When it talks about slavery to sin, how when we're not obedient, how our disobedience to God's will for our lives leads us into sin. And as Jesus says, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. So obedience is our ticket to freedom. The freedom that is our right as children of God, as members of the body of Christ, is given to us through our baptism. We are set free from sin. And we're able to live in that freedom. You know, freedom from sin so that we're free for love. You know, the world today tells us to be free means I can do whatever I want to do. I have a right to choose what's right for me and what's wrong for you. I can choose. I make all the decisions. But true freedom is the ability to do what we ought to do. That we have the ability to live in accordance with the truth. The truth of God, the truth of reality, the truth of nature. All of these things which are under attack in our contemporary world. A misguided notion of freedom and a complete assault on the truth. Christ is the truth. And when we live in that truth, we are then truly free. He tells us we are free when we allow the word to dwell within us, to abide within us. That word that the Hebrews tells us is sharper than a two-edged sword that cuts down to the bone, allows us to discern good from evil. We must allow the word of God, Jesus Christ, to dwell within us. For that is how we are truly free. And it's that freedom that gives us the strength to resist the lies of the world. The same strength that the three young men in the first reading had, who were so convinced of what they knew to be true, they were willing to withstand the fiery furnace, trusting that their God would save them. And even if he didn't save them from the fiery furnace, they knew that it was true and that in the end, he would prevail. When we allow the Word of God, Jesus Christ, to dwell within us, we have that strength to resist the fiery furnace of the world that seeks to destroy us, individually and as a common body, the church. Obedience to God's will sets us free. We can know the truth. We can be free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen.